So let's start Parshas Tazria Maseira. So we know the most famous idea behind Tzaras, that we learn in Parshas Tazria Maseira, is that Tzaras comes about through Lashon Hara. That's the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tezav HaMebeiz, where Yish Lakish says, Zayis Tzaras HaMetzaira, Zayis Tzaras HaMoitzi Shemra. This is the title of one who speaks Lashon Hara. Now, in truth, there's another Gemara, it's not so much further away in Erechin, Gemara in Tezayin Amud Aleph says, there's actually seven Averas that could cause Tzaras. There's Lashon Hara, there's Ritzicha, murder, Shvuah Shav, false oaths, Gilei Reis is immorality, Gasus HaRuach is arrogance, Gezel is theft, and Tzarasayim. Now some of these are actually we come across in Chumash, and Chumash Rashi. Obviously Tzaras from Lashon Hara, we've come across a few times. In Parshas Shmos, Hashem tells Moshe he's going to make an ice. So Hashem tells Moshe put a hand on your chest, and when he took it out, v'hinei tzaras kasholik. Rashi over there says that he spoke lashon hara klai yisrael. They said lo yaminu li, they're not going to believe me. He didn't believe klai yisrael that they're going to believe Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to take them out of Mitzrayim. So that was a shemitz of lashon hara, and he right away got punished with tzaras. And obviously in Parshas Bala Yisrael, when Miriam speaks Lashon Hara about Tzipira, Maish Rabbeinu, right away she got Tzaras. So that's really Mefurish. Gasa Saruach, we had in the beginning of Parshas Mitzayir, it says, Tziva HaTayin, V'lakach L'meter Shnei Tzipirim. See, the way he purifies himself, you take two birds, Chaya Yistariz V'eis Erez, U'shni Telaz V'eis Zayv. So Rashi says, V'eis Erez, L'fisha Negom Bo, Nagasa Ruach. So it's a reminder. You were arrogant. You were tall like a tree. You made yourself you made yourself so arrogant and self-important. So now, make yourself like an azev, an hyssop, a small bush. And then also later in Parshas Mitzayra, it says there's something called Nege Batim, and it says that Tziva Hashem commands the Kayin, and it says that the person Asheloi Habayis, I forgot the Uva Asheloi Habayis. And the Gemara Numa says that it means that the person was a tzarayim. And the Mida Kenega Mida is he was a tzarayim. He's very stingy, didn't want to ever benefit from his wealth to others. Tzarayim. So he looks at his house, it's my house, why should I lend anybody anything? It's my property. And the punishment is that before the Kayin proclaims the house to be Tameh, he has to take everything and put it on the front lawn. So last week the guy said, can I borrow your hammer? He says, no, I don't own a hammer. Now everything's on the front lawn. And that's like how Torah exposes the Tzar Ayin. So some of these are actually Mefurish in the Torah. Interesting enough, the Gasi Aruach, it says if a person is Gasi Aruach, like an Eitz Erez, the way he purifies himself is he takes an Erez and a Shni Teilas V'Ezoiv, and a Hissep, a small bush. And Rashi says, Ma Takanose V'Yisrapta, what's his Takana that he should be healed? Yashmel Asmi Megavose K'Teilas V'Ezoiv. So I saw a nice kasha in the Shem of Shmuel. He asks, wait a second, that's a nice message when a person initially gets his Tzaras. You know, you're arrogant. You know, the Mefarshim say that the 7 weeks is a 7 week quarantine of contemplation. You're away from everybody. You think about what you did. So this would have been a very nice message. On the first day, he got a tzaras. He told him to go outside. He told him to take an eitz erez and a shnit alas and think about what you did. But here, the person already got healed. He's coming to bring his karbanos. Why over here do we tell him, oh, you want to get better? Then you got to take an eitz erez and eizav and shnit alas. Why is it now? So he says a nice nekudim pshat. He says that there's two types of humility. There's one humility, you know, life sometimes gets the better of a person, and a person gets beaten up in life, and he becomes humble. Yeah, you see it with people, you know, they're very big, powerful people, and they get very sick, and they become very humble. Now, that humility is good, but that's not great, because what happens if he gets better, and then everything turns around, then he'll revert back. The second humility is the real humility. Think about how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and how insignificant you are, and how dependent we are on Hashem for everything. That's the real humility. So the first step of humility is, the first step, you know, you got a patch, and you're sitting 7 days. Okay, now you're coming to be metaher. But we tell him, that humility that you had, that's not so long-lasting. That could change. Now work on it. Work on it, now come to real humility. That's the humility of Eitz Erez V'Ezev Shnei Teilas. Okay. I want to talk about a very famous medrash. The medrash is like this. The medrash is on this pasuk. Zayis Tayra Samet Tayra Biyayim Tarasei Vuvelakai. Okay, so again, Tsaras comes for these Averis. We spoke last year that Rambam, based on Midrashim, Rambam says it first comes onto the house, and if a person doesn't repent, then it comes closer onto his furniture. If he still doesn't repent, it comes onto his begadim. And if he still doesn't repent, it comes onto his head and hair, and then it'll eventually come to his body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first tries to give a person a small patch. If he doesn't take the message, the patch keeps on getting progressively harder. And that's what Rambam said. But you know, maybe we could say that there are different types of tsaras. The tsaras on the head and on the beard. Maybe different tsarases come for the different averis that are mentioned in Masechta Erechin. So, for example, the gasus haruach, guy is full of himself. Maybe that's where it comes on his head. It comes on his house. Maybe, like Rashi says, because it's tsar hayin on his property. So maybe different averis generate different type of tsaras. So, but bottom line is, the major theme of this parash is the Lashon Hara. Okay, so I want to read you a medrash, very famous medrash. Zois tia Torah Sametzera, hadohu dichsiv. Mio ishe chavetz chayim, maise berech alechot. Very famous, there's a similar gemara in Avodah Zarah. I believe it's Daf Yotes. Maise berech alechot, shay machazir bayares. There was a peddler who was traveling around from city to city. Shay yusmuchaz l'tzipari, near the city of Tzipari. He'd come to a town and make an announcement. Man boy lemizban samchaim. Who wants to buy the potion of life? So oidkin alei, everybody was oidik. The mefarshim on the medrash say it can mean one of two things. Oidik mean they were pushing to get to him, or people. The word oidik can mean like spectators. People came out to see what's going on over here. Rabbi Yanai was there. Rabbi Yanai lived, I guess, in Tzipari. Have a yosef upashet. Rabbi Yanai was sitting and learning, and he was being Yosef Upashet, sitting and saying pshat, meaning he was in a Beis Medrash nearby, his windows must have been open, and he was learning the Torah, apider hapshat, Yosef Upashet, biturkaline, in his, gazebo. He had a room that was open, and he heard the peddler come by, shamei, and he heard, the machriz man boy samchaim, he heard them announce who wants the potion of life. Amalei, so Rabbi Yanai called out to the peddler, ta, come, sak lahacha, come up here. Zabin li, sell me. Amalei, the peddler says, lav ant tzarech le, v'loy dechavosach. No, you're a rabbi, you don't need the potion of life. Not you, not anybody like you. You don't need this. This is for somebody else. Atrechalei, Rabbi Yanai persisted. He was matriachim, he was persisting him. So the peddler came in, salik legadei. And he was ready, and he said, okay, sell it to me. Hoitzi loy sefer tehillim. He takes out of his bag a sefer tehillim. Herele pasik mi ho ish hachovetz chayim. Maksiv basrei, nitzor l'shoin chemeiro'u sumei rav asei toiv. That was the potion of life. Okay. Ami Rabbi Yanai, haf shleimah machuz yemeh. Shleimah Malch also made that announcement. Shleimah piv l'shoinei, shleimah mitzvah snafshik. Someone who watches his mouth and his tongue guards from trouble to his soul. Amir Rabbi Yanai then said, "Kol yamai, my entire life, hayisi kairi hapasuk hazeh. You know, my entire life, I studied this pasuk. V'loy hayisi yodeh heichnu pashut. I didn't even know the pashut pshat in this pasuk. Ashe ba reich hazeh yodeh. Until this peddler came and informed me, mi yosh chavtschayim lefikach meisha mazeh yisrael. That's from Meisha telling Klai Yisrael v'yermlem zayis tias tayras hametzayra tayras hamaisi shemra." Okay, so this medrash obviously is very difficult. What in the world did he just showed him a pasuk and tell him? Rabbi Yanai says, wow, what a pshat. You know, my whole life, I never really understood this. You really showed it to me. The medrash says, all he did was show him the pasuk. What was so brand new to Rabbi Yanai? Anyway, so there's many different pirushim. I'll give you briefly some of them. The Alshech says, because the pasuk starts off, mi ho isha chavetz chayim. That's called Lashon Nistar. You're not talking directly to somebody. Who wants life? You're not talking directly. It's not Nochach, it's Nistar. Who wants life? And then the end of the pasuk says, Nitzor Lushon Chameira. So the peddler showed him, the peddler going around and telling this to people, he realized that's what David HaMelech himself used to do. David HaMelech also did that. Who wants life? And when people gathered by, he would tell the people, Nochach, Nitzol Lashon Chemira. So David HaMelech himself would do this. Okay, that's one shot. There's a sefer called Koch V'yor printed with Ari Yisrael from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, a Bitzel, a very beautiful sefer. I've mentioned the sefer in the past. Rabbi Yisrael says, you know, never in history since the Eitz HaChayim, there was never a potion of life. We never had it in history. Right? In Gan Eden, there was a tree of life. Okay, but after Adam Rishon got traced, there was never a tree of life. Yet, whenever we hear on the news or something, some kind of medical suggestion, yeah, drink green tea, you'll live longer, eat zinc, eat vitamin C, or now during COVID, it was hydroxychloroquine, whatever that it was. Everyone's running to do it. Why? There's no secret of life. You got to take care of your health. There's no secret potion to life. So what? Yet everyone comes running, because even for a small chance of longevity, a person will make a supreme effort to maybe you'll get a little, live a little longer. Right? Based on what? Based on some quack science. But people will always do it. They'll say can't hurt, right? That's what people say can't. So if based on some science, some quack, you know, theory that if you drink, eat a piece of chocolate, you know, twice a day, you're gonna, you know, they always do these interviews with the people in Japan that live to 110. They say, how do you live so long? I smoke two packs a day and I drank every morning. Sake. So, you know, so we even the small chance we do it. Here, David HaMelech was Mavtiechas. Like that's he said was the Chiddush. Okay, there's a lot of different Pirushim in this, but I want to say a little bit different Nakuda. The Pasuk says, Mi Eshchavs Chayim, Oyev Yomim Liris Taif. Now, those two words, I understand. Oyev Yomim, you want to see many days. Liris Taif, and you want to be good days. What does it mean, Miyash Chafetz Chayim? The end of the Pasuk says, Oyev Lam Yilois Taif. What's Chafetz Chayim? There's something called essential life, and then there's long years. That means there's two different brachas. You could get Chayim, the essential life, then Oyev Yomim Liris Taif. So, what is that? So, now, let's try to understand it from the reverse. It says in Chazal, four people, a Chashuv Kemes. Right? There are four people that are chashuv kemes. Mitzayra, an ani, a suma, and misha ein leibanim. Rashi brings one of them, Al-Torah. Maish Rabbeinu said, when Miriam got saras, alni alna sihi kemes. She shouldn't be like she's dead. So Rashi says, mikan, that a mitzayra is chashuv kemes. Okay, so again, what is it about saras that is considered that you're dead? Can't be that because it's painful, it's very painful. I mean, there's many, many painful machlas. The Gemara in Brachas says there's, I think, 903 different machlas in the world, or mises in the world. The worst is askara. It doesn't say askara means you're dead. So what is about saras that makes you like you're dead? And Bechlau, what's the common denominator of all these four things? So B'chaim Shmuel Levitt says the common denominator is that mitzayra, for example, it's not the pshat you have the saras, it's the punishment of saras. The fact that you have to be bodded yeshiv l'chutz l'machna meishavei. That's the idea of... And all these four people, the mitzayra, the person who can't have children, the person who's blind, the person ani, they all are severely impaired what they can give to other people, whether they can connect to other people, assuma can't see the needs of other people, the mitzayra is isolated and quarantined from other people, the ani has to be on the receiving end from other people, and the person who does, and one of the highest expressions of giving, of selflessness, is children. You give yourself and you don't have that ability. That's the common denominator of all four. You don't have that that ability to give. And life is about giving. Happiness is about giving, marriage is about giving, raising children is about giving, being part of a community is about giving. And if you take that away from the person, he's chashuv kemes. You know, if you think about it, there's a vicious cycle in people like Elena that have mental health issues because something's causing a depression. They get so wrapped up in their own depression, they can't even see anything past their depression. And it creates a cycle because one of the things that gives happiness is be able to see and be have empathy to others. When you can't see others, all you can see is you and your tzaris, you're literally cut off from life. So that's the idea. Mi ha'ish chavetz chayim. So according to Chaim Shmulevitz, it's not so much the tzaras per se, that's chashuv kemes, it's the bodad yeshev michutz l'machne me'ishavai is chashuv kemes. And that's all these four things. And that's the idea. Mi ha'ish chavetz chayim. We don't have tzaras these days, but definitely this idea of speech being the ability to... Even good speech and bad speech. With bad speech, you could literally kill somebody. Chaim v'amavis b'yad al-lashon. And good speech, you could literally give someone life. So besides the fact, like Reb Chaim Shalev says, that the isolation is death, but even in the speech itself, generally we speak Lashon Hara because we're selfish. We think of, we don't like what something someone else is doing or something someone else has, and we speak negative about that person. That's not connecting with that person. That's being connected to yourself. The Chamiyo Isha Chavetz Chayim, again, not the long life of Yom Lirtsoy. The Yisoid of Chayim is the ability to be able to give to others. And when a person corrects that, he has the ability to have Chayim and share Chayim and be Zaychet to Ayyuv Yom Lirtsoy. Oh, yeah.